This will be John Hoag. We're going to be talking with John, who's an expert in Nostradamus, but also about the prophecies of the popes, right here on Coast to Coast AM. John Hoag writes on the subjects of the occult, parapsychology, mysticism, and prophecy. He's considered a world authority in Nostradamus and is the best-selling author of numerous books, including Nostradamus, The Complete Prophecies, and Nostradamus, The New Millennium, The Millennium Book of Prophecy, The Last Pope and Messiahs, The Visions and Prophecies for the Second Coming. His work has brought him international acclaim. He's been published in 18 languages, sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. In addition, he's appeared on more than 700 radio and television shows on three continents. You know, if you include the Coast affiliates, that'll push you over the 1,200 mark, John, just like that, instantly. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, George. Usually I don't count the syndications. I just count, like, this would be tonight, one.
One. One.
If I were to count the syndicated shows, I think I've done 10,000 radio shows.
Exactly. Lots to talk with you about tonight, John. Both, yeah. Really two things, Nostradamus and some general prophecies. We've had some other Nostradamus experts on over the past few months, and I want to get your take on some things that has come up, but also, of course, the prophecies of the Pope, which seem to be very, very important nowadays. I thought, for example, he was a goner the last two times. He keeps bouncing back. This guy's tough.
He is amazingly tough, and certainly he is probably my... involved in one of my most consistently wrong prophecies, and that's predicting when he'll leave this mortal coil. He is really quite remarkable. However, I did notice and sense that I'm not so sure that this year will end with him still here. I think we're really in the final 6 months now.
Well, there's no doubt he is. I think every time he takes one step forward, he takes a couple back, and you can see that just with the glimpses of the pictures that we're given the opportunity to view.
And I'm also not so sure that it's really the flu that's causing this. I know from my own study and contacts in medicine that it seems to be the last stages of his reserves are being eaten up by the Parkinson's disease. And so we're really looking at the first papal conclave since 1978 is probably going to happen this year. And so what is intriguing with that is there is a famous set of prophecies purported to come from the 1140s written by Saint Malachi, an Irish prelate of Ireland in those days, who after a 16-month pilgrimage to Rome apparently went up on the Ianiculum Hill and had a vision where his scribes wrote out the mottos, these two- and three-word phrases, to describe every pope to Judgment Day. There were 111 mottos with one paragraph in Latin at the end. And interestingly enough, with John Paul II, when he leaves this world, there will only be two more popes on the list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's it?
Two more popes on St. Malachi's list.
Now, the list that they developed, though, why did they end it the way they did? Why didn't it continue? Why weren't there 17 more popes coming up on the list afterwards?
Well, it's pretty pretty clear and dire reason, as I... seeking here to read for you the final phrase.
Okay.
First, as I do that, this is the final phrase. It's supposed to be for the final pope. Reads like this in English: during the last persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there shall sit Peter of Rome, Petrus Romanus, who shall feed the sheep amidst many great tribulations. And when these have passed, the city of the seven hills, that means Rome, shall be utterly destroyed, and the awful judge will judge the people. Now, that is supposed to be the coda to the mottos. some people believe that perhaps it was added. It's also important to say that it's possible that these prophecies were not written by Saint Malachi in the 1140s, but written by a mysterious person under the name of Saint Malachi in the 1590s. Now,
who might that have been?
No one really knows, except that it appeared in a piece, a large history by written by Dom Arnold Wion, that is supposed to be a study of Benedictine history of the Benedictine order. Now, sandwiched into this huge book that was published around the mid-1590s is the 111 mottos of St. Malachi, attributed to St. Malachi, who he calls a Benedictine. Now, St. Malachi was a Cistercian, but mistakes like that were common. The 111 mottos are there, and then the coda. Now, the thing that is a little suspicious about the first set of popes, up to around the number 75, 76, before this publication happened, these mottos are almost perfectly resembling either a description of the coat of arms of a certain pope, his family heraldry, or it's describing the name of the pope before he was pope, or it described an important thing that happened in his papacy. And there is always a bit of suspicion in prophecy when one looks like they're 100% on every prophecy.
You know, I was going to ask you, how accurate are they?
Now, the thing that's more surprising to me is that you would, in studies before, when I've seen famous con jobs, where people have said, oh, purported in hindsight to see so perfect, usually when you look at the prophecies that are coming afterwards, after the publication.
Right, which again you say could have been 1545.
Yeah,
all right.
Or 1595.
All right.
Usually the prophecies in any scam like this immediately show a dovetail of accuracy.
Right.
Where, in fact, strangely enough, a oftentimes bogus prophets have a worse rate of success than mere chance. However, what I find most amazing about these prophecies is the last 36 names, mottos that are left, have almost an 80% accuracy.
From 1595 on, 80% accuracy.
Which is rare. I have, in 30 years of studying the prophetic traditions of the world, it is very rare to find anything that has that kind of accuracy. So whoever this person was, if it wasn't St. Malachi, and I'm not ruling out that it is St. Malachi, but if it isn't, whoever he was writing under his name was a bona fide prophet. And what's more amazing is that these prophecies actually get more accurate as they get towards our time.
Now, so even if these are forgeries, they're pretty darn accurate forgeries.
Well, the thing, it's a little hard for our Western minds to understand, but if you've been in the Near East and if you've been in the Far East, you learn that it's not actually considered a forgery to write under a pseudonym of a great prophet. Now, Malachi was known to have made other prophecies in his life in Ireland, so this isn't the only set of prophecies he made, but it is specific to the popes. Now,
if somebody wrote, let's say, Nostradamus predictions based on John Hoag's interpretation, and it wasn't you who did it, you didn't write those. Let's say
it's already happened.
Okay, isn't that a forgery?
That's a little different. Now, if the person, let me.